At her husband's funeral, Clarissa expected whispers, grief, and perhaps a few tears from people she barely knew. What she didn't expect were three other women dressed in black, each claiming to have loved the same man, each with their own story, their own tears, and one with a belly visibly swelling with child. Clarissa had been married to Mark Delaney for 14 years. He was a powerful man, charming, wealthy, a tech CEO known for his charisma and relentless drive. She knew about his late nights, the vague business trips, the deleted texts, but she chose to believe he was just stressed, just busy, just hers. Until the casket closed and the secrets began to open. Now, surrounded by three mistresses, one enraged, one shattered, one eerily calm, Clarissa is forced to confront a life that may have been entirely fabricated. But what happens when one woman begins blackmailing the others? When someone threatens to expose more than just infidelity? And when one of them disappears? This isn't just a story about cheating. It's about deception, identity, and how far women will go when they realize they've all been played. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Fourth Woman. Clarissa Delaney stood motionless as the final prayer echoed through the cold cathedral. The air inside was heavy, thick with floral perfume and layers of quiet judgment. Stained glass shadows painted the pews, and all eyes, inevitably, flicked toward the widow. They expected to see grief. They got rage. She wasn't crying. She had done her crying in silence, in locked bathrooms, on lonely evenings where Mark never came home. But standing in front of the closed mahogany casket now, grief was the least of her emotions. What she felt was disorientation. Because three women stood just behind the family pew, and each had placed a rose on her husband's coffin. None of them were family, and none of them looked surprised to see each other. Clarissa noticed the first one, tall, elegant, mid-30s, with a confident stare that said, "I belonged here." Her name was Selena, Clarissa would soon learn, a high-powered attorney. She had cried the moment she stepped into the church, but kept her chin defiantly raised. The second, younger, barely 24, had a baby bump and trembling hands. Aubrey. She sat in the second row, clutching a rosary as though it were the only thing keeping her upright. The third, Jasmine, was icy. Red lips. No tears. She wore black like it was armor and stared at Clarissa like she was the intruder. After the service, they approached her. Together. Selena spoke first. "I'm sorry for your loss. I know this must be hard. Mark and I were close." Clarissa blinked. "I'm his wife." Aubrey chimed in, voice shaky. "He said he wasn't with anyone, that his divorce was finalized." Clarissa's chest tightened. "Divorce?" "I didn't know about you," Jasmine said, tilting her head, her voice flat. "He told me he was a widower." Clarissa's breath stopped. "What?" The conversation drew curious glances from mourners shuffling past. Clarissa turned, scanning faces for someone to interrupt this insanity. No one came, just the three women, standing shoulder to shoulder like a jury. A twisted counsel of betrayal. "He told me you were dead," Jasmine repeated. Clarissa steadied herself on the back of the pew. "This is a mistake." Aubrey, tearful, reached into her purse and pulled out a folded sonogram. He was going to name her Amara. He chose it. The tiny printed image dropped into Clarissa's hand like a grenade. That name, Amara, was the name Mark had once whispered to her in sleep, in moments he never explained. She thought it was a client, maybe a password, a dream. She was wrong. The wake was held at their home, a sprawling hilltop estate with panoramic views of the coast. Clarissa kept her mask on, polite smiles, hollow eyes. Inside, her thoughts thrashed like a storm. The women didn't leave after the funeral. They showed up at her house, at Mark's house, as if they belonged. Aubrey hovered nervously by the kitchen island, sipping tea. Selena wandered the library, scanning titles, as if piecing him together posthumously. Jasmine leaned against the fireplace, her heel tapping, arms crossed. "Who the hell are you people?" Clarissa finally asked, setting her untouched wine on the marble counter. Selina exhaled, calm but firm. We're the truth you never wanted to see. I'm the one he was with for the last 3 years, Jasmine said, voice sharp. He promised me this house. Clarissa stepped forward. You're trespassing. Aubrey's voice cracked. He said he'd be there when the baby was born. Selina nodded slowly. He told me he loved me. Clarissa stared at them, rage building, logic unraveling. How had he juggled all of this? When had it started? How long had she been the outsider in her own marriage? I want you all to leave, she said. No one moved. Not yet, Jasmine said quietly. We need to talk about the will. Clarissa froze. What? Jasmine reached into her purse and produced a sealed envelope. This came to my apartment the day he died, postmarked the day before the accident. He wanted it delivered to all of us. There are 4 letters, one for each of us. Clarissa snatched it. The handwriting was unmistakable, marks. She opened the envelope and slid out the stack. 4 separate letters, each with a name in bold ink. Clarissa, Selina, Jasmine, Aubrey. The room went still. Read it, Aubrey whispered. Clarissa opened hers first. My dearest Clarissa, I'm sorry. I've been living a lie, and you've suffered the most because of it. Each woman I loved in a different way. But I never stopped loving you. You were my anchor, my home. What I built with you, our life, our empire, was real. I just couldn't be one man for one woman. I failed you. I lied, but please don't let hate eat you alive. There's a deeper truth coming, one you need to face. The others have part of it. Mark. Clarissa dropped the letter. Selina was already reading hers aloud. You were my equal, the only woman who ever matched me. If things had been different, maybe I could have been a better man for you. But there's something you need to know, something about Clarissa. She's not as innocent as she seems. Jasmine laughed bitterly and read hers next. If you're reading this, you've probably met the others. Don't trust any of them, especially not Selina. She knows things about the business, things that could get her killed. Clarissa stepped back. He's playing us. Even now, he's trying to turn us against each other. Then Aubrey spoke, holding her letter tight. You're the future, Aubrey, the only one who carries my blood. Protect yourself and find...
The file I left in the black safe behind the wine cellar wall. Everything will make sense once you do. The women turned to her. What file? Clarissa asked, stunned. Aubrey's voice trembled. He told me. If anything ever happened to him, I had to find it. That it held secrets about all of us. About what he was really involved in. What he was involved in? Clarissa echoed. Selina's face darkened. You don't think this was just about love, do you? Jasmine smirked. You think Mark Delaney just died in a car crash? Clarissa looked from woman to woman, a sickening thought blooming in her gut. This wasn't just infidelity, this was conspiracy, and they were all tangled in it. Chapter 2. The Cellar File. The file was real. They found it by flashlight, after midnight, each woman standing in a triangle of distrust near the entrance to the wine cellar. Clarissa hadn't been down there in over a year. Mark always said it was his domain, his retreat. Now it was their battlefield. Behind the third rack, beneath a false panel in the stone wall, was a sleek, black safe. Aubrey pointed with a shaking hand. That's it. He showed me once. I thought he was just being paranoid. Jasmine stepped forward. If this is some dramatic stunt, I swear... Wait, Selina interrupted. We need to think. What if there's something dangerous in there? Evidence? Names? Things that could implicate us? Or him? Clarissa narrowed her eyes. You sound nervous, Selina. Selina glared. I'm a federal attorney. If he was doing anything illegal, and I'm linked to it, I have a right to know. Aubrey crouched, typed in 6 digits. The light turned green. A soft click. Inside was a thick folder, a flash drive, a burner phone, and a folded document labeled, Insurance Policy, for my women only. Clarissa snatched the envelope. They sat in the drawing room. Firelight flickered. Tension crackled. Clarissa opened the folder. It was worse than they imagined. Bank records, shell company receipts, secret payments wired to all three mistresses, Jasmine's rent paid by a Cayman account, Aubrey's prenatal bills, Selena's debt from a lawsuit, vanished after a mysterious wire. But that wasn't all. There were surveillance photos, dozens. Clarissa at a hotel bar, Selena in a courtroom, Jasmine leaving a private
club. Aubrey, in a doctor's office, holding what looked like abortion paperwork, dated just 4 months ago. Clarissa's voice broke. You said he was naming the baby, that he wanted it. Aubrey was ghost white. He did. I changed my mind after he died. You lied, Jasmine said. What else aren't you saying? Selena flipped through more documents, then paused. This is an offshore life insurance policy. $5 million, it names all four of us as beneficiaries. Clarissa's stomach dropped. Why would he do that? To keep us from killing each other, Jasmine muttered. The burner phone buzzed. They froze. One new message. Jasmine picked it up. The number was blocked. The message read, You found the file. Now you know. One of you helped kill me. The police had ruled it an accident. Car flipped, fire. No foul play suspected. But that text shattered everything. Aubrey burst into tears. Selena went ice cold. Jasmine whispered, He planned this. Clarissa whispered back, Or someone else did. The flash drive revealed more. Videos. Private recordings. The first, Mark in a hotel room with Jasmine. He was talking about Clarissa. She's smart. Too smart. If she ever finds out about the shell accounts, I'm done. Jasmine laughed. Then don't get caught. The second. Aubrey crying in a clinic parking lot. You promised me, she sobbed. You said I wouldn't have to do this alone. His voice. I know. I'm sorry. This isn't the right time. The third. Selena and Mark in a car. If you leak anything about the Maxwell case, I'm dead. You get that, right? Her voice. Then keep your end of the deal. Clear my debt. Clarissa dropped the drive. He filmed all of you. Selena stood up. This was insurance, control, blackmail. Jasmine laughed bitterly. You sound like you've done this before. No, Selena said, but I've prosecuted people who have. Clarissa whispered, And now he's dead. Silence. The next morning, Aubrey was gone. Her bags were still in the guest room, her purse, her phone, but not the burner. Clarissa called the police, filed a missing persons report, but then a second message came to the burner phone, still in Jasmine's hands. You chose the wrong lie. I'm not gone, but one of you will be. Attached was a screenshot of a GPS pin, somewhere in the woods. Jasmine stared at it. I'm going. Selena stopped her. This is madness. She's a child, Jasmine snapped. Pregnant or not, she's in danger. Clarissa turned to Selena. You're oddly calm about all this. Selena narrowed her eyes. I know how to survive men like Mark. That's not calm. That's practiced. Clarissa whispered. Or guilt. Selena stepped forward. Do you really want to do this right now? Maybe I do. Jasmine slammed her glass down. Enough. One of you is lying. And we're not going to survive this unless we figure it out. They drove to the GPS pin, an abandoned cabin. No lights. Wind howled through the trees. Inside, silence. A fire burned low in the stone hearth. No Aubrey. Just a phone, propped on the table. Another message. You thought you could manipulate me, but I manipulated you all. The screen shifted to a live feed. Aubrey, bound to a chair, eyes red, mouth taped. Clarissa gasped. Selena stepped back. Is this a setup? Jasmine moved closer to the phone. Who's doing this? Another message appeared. Whoever confesses gets her back. The rest? Walk away. A countdown started. 10. Clarissa froze. Confess to what? Selena's voice was sharp. It's a trap. Jasmine turned to Clarissa. You knew, didn't you? About him. You pretended to be blind. Clarissa shook her head. I didn't know he was this. Selena snapped. You stayed because it was easier.
because you didn't want to lose the house. The name, Clarissa snapped back. And you all stayed because you wanted something too. Money, power, protection. The timer dropped, so 6:37. Jasmine stepped forward. Fine, I'll go first. She faced the phone. I threatened to ruin him. I knew about the affair with Selena. I told him if he didn't break it off, I'd leak photos to the press. He begged me not to. Paid me off. Clarissa blinked. Jasmine turned. Happy now? Selena inhaled deeply. I knew about the lawsuit he buried for me. I used it. Told him I'd take him down if he ever left me. Clarissa looked at both of them. You manipulated him. Selena snapped. So did you. You just did it by playing perfect wife. The timer hit 01:15. Clarissa swallowed. She stepped forward. I knew he was lying. I had a PI follow him. I saw the photos. I knew about Aubrey, but I stayed quiet. I
thought if I kept the marriage intact, he'd come back to me, that I'd win. The phone buzzed. New message. Now you all know the truth. The live feed blinked. Aubrey disappeared. Darkness. Then the front door creaked. All three women turned. Aubrey stood there, untied, unharmed, alive. What is this? Jasmine whispered. Aubrey's face was pale, but her eyes were steel. I needed to know who you all were, what you'd do. Clarissa stepped back. You did this? She was a law student, Selena whispered, realizing. She dropped out 2 years ago. Aubrey nodded. He trained me, manipulated me, told me about each of you, showed me how to pull strings. He said you'd destroy each other the moment the truth came out. And he was right. Jasmine's voice shook. Where's the baby? Aubrey touched her stomach. Gone. A lie. A test. Selena turned to Clarissa. He made her in his image. No, Aubrey said. He made me stronger. She stepped forward. I don't need the money. Or revenge. I just needed to see. And now I know none of you loved him. You loved what he gave you. She dropped a flash drive on the table. Here's everything. Take it. Destroy it. Leak it. I don't care. She walked out into the night.